We're talking about Roy Hodgson for the first part of the programme this afternoon and his move from Fulham to Liverpool. Let's get the view now from Fulham fans. Russell Goldman is from the Cottagers Confidential Fans Forum and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Russell.
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, okay, Russell.
Good. Very good, thanks.
Russell.
Very good.
You disappointed you lost your manager?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. He did such an incredible job with Fulham. I guess it's understandable that a club like Liverpool would want him based on what he did at Craven Cottage.
Yeah.
What have fans been saying on your forum then?
I think fans at first are very prideful of the job that Roy has done, and I think they're basically saying the same thing I'm saying. Thank you. We're just thankful for what he did with the club, and we're just looking forward to Fulham moving on. But I guess many fans are disappointed, but very thankful for the time he had with Fulham.
Yeah. Yeah, Russell, no doubt. I mean, he had a fantastic year with you last year, didn't he? But, you know, what have Liverpool fans got to look forward to this coming season? What's his style of play?
His style of play, I would say, would be very disciplined. At home, aggressive. They really push forward, and I think they're going to like the style of play at home. On the road, with Fulham, it was a completely different team. I would say it'd be very defensive and really not attacking at all. So I would say at Anfield they should be going for it. On the road, maybe be a little bit more cautious.
Was that because you never had really good attacking players that you could trust away from home?
I would say that's probably the right answer, except for Zamora. But I would just say that I would say you're 100% correct on that.
Do fans don't feel any kind of animosity towards him then for leaving Fulham, would you say, Russell? Are they sort of fairly understanding about why he's gone to Liverpool?
What I'm seeing and the comments I'm getting would be that they're understanding. They're disappointed, as you can imagine. You know, Fulham seems to be being looked at as a stepping stone, and unfortunately, that's the position that it's being looked at. So to go to a club like Liverpool, I think most fans understand it. Mm-hmm. They're Russell, not happy with it, but they understand it.
Yeah. Russell, you mentioned Bobby Zamora. I mean, obviously, he was outstanding for you last year. What about is Roy Hodgson? You know, is he going to resort to long ball tactics, you know, based on the fact that Zamora did so well with Torres up top? Will he try and get the ball forward as quickly as possible?
Yeah, you know what? I could see him doing that again. I mean that was basically what they did with Zamora was exactly how you just explained it. And I wouldn't be surprised if he brings in that type of, you know, play as well. But you know, if I had Fernando Torres, I would be trying to get him the ball as much as possible.
Can you see him winning trophies with Liverpool then, Russell? Is he the kind of guy that could turn the club around in that way?
Well, I'll make a prediction for you guys right now, and I'll say within 2 years you'll win the title.
Wow!
Well, that's a prediction, Russell.
You've got us all excited here.
Well, I just know what you have there. I know, and I just want Liverpool fans to understand what a great coach you're getting. This, you couldn't have picked a better coach. That's my opinion, and from the fans of Fulham, I can, you know, will back me up on that. You guys couldn't have picked a better coach in the situation that you're in. The financial situation, again, the best coach, because he will do the best job of finding the players that fit that budget.
And just finally, one on your club, who would you like to see replace him at Fulham?
Personally, the person I would want to see replace him, I don't know is ready or would be considered, would be former Liverpool player Danny Murphy. I don't think he's ready for that. Maybe eventually, but if it's not going to be someone like Danny Murphy, I would want someone like Mark Hughes.
Maybe you have Danny work alongside him, and you know, would that kind of thing work for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That to me would be the dream scenario, to bring in someone like Mark Hughes, and then maybe in a couple of years you see Danny Murphy take over.
Yeah, I know Danny Russell, and he's a very intelligent guy. Obviously, very, very good footballer as well, and he would have learned all kinds of things under the managers he's worked with. So, for me, that would be something that I think would appeal to Danny. Yeah,
I think he's Danny Murphy turned his career around at Fulham. You know, I think at Liverpool he'd lost his way, and then he went to Fulham, and you know the transformation was amazing. And he's at the moment, you think he could go and play in anybody's team, Danny Murphy. You know,
I think you'd probably agree, Russell. I think Roy Hodgson, you know, gave him a you know an awful lot of responsibility in the middle of the park. Yeah,
absolutely. For me, Danny Murphy was, for me personally, the most valuable player on the team last year. Without him, they don't get to where they are. Everyone talks about Bobby Zamora, but for me, it's Danny Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of his.